From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Conservative Party leader David Cameron has become Britain's youngest prime minister in almost two centuries. That follows the resignation of acting Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who officially stepped down today, ending almost a dozen years of Labour Party rule.
My constitutional duty is to make sure that a government can be formed following last Thursday's general election. I've informed the Queen's private secretary that it's my intention to tender my resignation to the Queen.
Conservative Party won the most seats in last week's election, but failed to gain a majority. 43-year-old Conservative David Cameron said he will form a coalition government with the third-place Liberal Democrats.
Real change is not what government can do on its own. Real change is when everyone pulls together, comes together, works together. When we all exercise our responsibilities to ourselves, to our families, to our communities, and to others.
Cameron was asked by Queen Elizabeth to form a government and assume the Prime Minister's post less than an hour after Brown tendered his resignation. Top executives of BP Oil Corporation are being grilled by members of a Senate panel today looking into the Gulf Coast oil spill. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden was skeptical when President of BP America Lamar McKay claimed the company had a good safety record in the Gulf but is seeking to improve its management structure.
Well, it gets down to the agenda and the culture of the company.
It sure does. And the culture of this company is that there's been one accident after another.
The agenda has been clear. I believe we've progressed a long way. We're not finished. We'll never be.
At today's hearings, representatives of BP, Ocean Driller, Transocean, and contractor Halliburton all blamed one another for the massive oil spill that has sent millions of gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. The National Association of Realtors says home prices were up in more cities in the first quarter of this year compared to a year ago. And as Danielle Carson reports, most states are also seeing home sales climb from a year ago.
Home sales went up in 44 states. 91 out of 152 metro areas posted higher home prices. That's triple the number from 6 months ago. More than two dozen saw double-digit price increases, including the San Francisco Bay region. Walter Maloney, spokesman for the National Association of Realtors, says consumers are more confident about becoming homeowners.
A lot of people have sensed that the timing's good. Buyers do have a long-term view. Most plan to stay in a home for 10 years. So people are really seeing housing for what it is, a good long-term investment.
Maloney says the government's home buyer tax credit helped whittle down the inventory glut by about a million homes. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
On the heels of yesterday's big run-up on Wall Street, blue chips were unable to keep up the momentum. Stocks moved mostly lower in fairly volatile trading. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 36 points today to close at 10,748. The Nasdaq closed up a fraction. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down just about 4 points to close at 1,155. You're listening to NPR. Officials at the White House now say the son of Vice President Joe Biden, Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden, apparently suffered a stroke today. 41-year-old Beau Biden was admitted to the hospital in Newark, Delaware this morning. In a statement, Dr. Timothy Gardner says the younger Biden suffered what is believed to have been a mild stroke and is fully alert and speaking to his family. The hospital also says he's expected to make a full recovery. Beau Biden had considered running for the Senate seat his father held before becoming vice president, but decided against it. Researchers who've studied reports about the incidence and treatment of food allergies say there's not a lot of good science there. NPR's Joanne Silberner has details.
Researchers analyzed 72 studies done on allergies to milk, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, fish, and shellfish. They found a mess. There's no consensus about the most accurate diagnostic technique, skin tests, blood tests, or food challenges, and they say all the tests are hard to read, and some people may be diagnosed with food allergies who don't really have them. They were able to conclude that food allergies affect anywhere from 1 to 10% of the population, but because of the imprecision in diagnosis, it's unclear whether the allergies are getting more prevalent, and studies on treatment and prevention haven't been large enough or conclusive enough to lead to clear guidelines. The review appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Nation's airlines are continuing to do a better job of getting passengers to their destinations on time. The Transportation Department says the average on-time arrival rate for the airlines in March was 80%. Hawaiian Airlines, Alaska Air, and Pinnacle Airlines continue to have the best on-time arrival rates. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.